Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
If you're going to do an MSBU, you need to do it even across the board. Now, I live in Paradise Beach. I've been paying MSBU for the last 7 years, and I don't even have a fire station. I was a firefighter for 45 years. I worked for the city of Pensacola for 30 years. That's unacceptable. It's unacceptable. This county did not look into things too well when they let that station die. That's the bottom line.
So this is a guy named Gil Burgel, who, as you heard, he is a former Pensacola Fire Department firefighter. He says, I don't know the person, but I take him at his word, talking about the lack of a fire station at Paradise Beach, something which, you know, has been a plague on that part of the community. It's over towards Inverarity Point, okay? It's just been gone for a while, and they've been working. This is the one they're working on, the land deal with the Navy. And as we talked to Wes Miranda last week, he said, man, it just seems real close. But I know we've been saying that for years, right? And, you know, Gil says, look, former commissioner, I think he means Jeff Bergoglio. He doesn't say his name, but I think that's who he means. You know, promised me this was going to happen years ago.
I was promised by another commissioner several years ago that this fire station on Bauer was going to go. The property was supposed to be with the Navy. We turned around and he told me it was going to be 90 days. Then it was going to be 60 days, the paperwork was going to be signed, and 30 days. It's been 2 years. 2 years. We haven't had anything.
Since then, and it had been not in existence for a while before that, and it's going to be several more years, even if they do get the land and build it, which, again, we think is imminent.
Now, you're talking about another 2 to 3 years before the fire station is built? That's 10 years we're going to have without a fire station. I think this board and this administration has to take a little bit of negligence on this part.
That's fair.
Because that's 10 years is too long, way too long. And these people are going to be doing without for 10 years. Our premiums are not going to go down. They're going to keep going up.
Yeah, I mean, people who are on like a fixed income in that area and they see their insurance premiums go way up because of the lack of proximity to a fire station are, you know, people are selling homes, I guess. I don't know, but that's the allegation. People are taking up part-time jobs to pay the thousands of dollars in annual home insurance premiums.
When you're paying over $6,000 a year for homeowners insurance, that's a lot of money.
Good Lord.
A lot of money. And I'm like everybody else. I'm a retired person. I'm living on fixed income. I work myself. I'm 75 years old, and I'm not going back to work. I want to enjoy life a little bit. That's what it's supposed to be about.
Which is understandable. Like, you're doing things or neglecting to do things that are making it hard for me to live my life, basically. And Mike Kohler, who, you know, long time in the Navy, and it's not his district. It used to be. Remember all the redistricting? It used to be Doug Underhill's district and then Jeff Bergoglio and all that. But so I suppose it's possible it wasn't Bergoglio he's talking about. It could have been Underhill. I'm not sure. I'm just guessing based on the time frames that they're saying. But anyway, Mike Kohler, who Navy Connections, has been working on this.
I don't know if you know this. When I first got elected, I went over to CINC in Jacksonville and lobbied for that property. And
I know you did.
And it took longer, but I promised you.
One of the other commissioners was taking all the credit for it, too.
Well, that's okay. I care about just taking care of people.
Yeah, which is good to hear. And I know Mike's a good guy and would try to do stuff like that. And, you know, that's understandable. But, you know, what is the status of the deal?
The thing is, I will concede to you the Navy took longer than they should have, but yeah, it's government. But they have committed to me that that property is going to be turned over to us unequivocally. So, and it sounds like it's going to be on the July agenda. And then after that, I know that's probably the number one firehouse that we need to do because the ISO score. And I don't know what the timeline is on that. I honestly don't. Wes, how soon would something like that come together?
We've already started the procurement process.
Okay.
As of this morning.
Oh, that's great. I mean, they are committed enough that they believe the Navy's going to follow through, that they've actually started the procurement for building that facility, which is outstanding. It's a bad story about how it took so long, and it's a horrible story for the people who live there. It's a good story in that this county commission seems to be on the verge of actually getting this done in conjunction with the construction of, so what is it now? It's two brand new fire stations, it's two existing that need to be demolished and rebuilt, and then a fifth fire station that is currently like, you know, a carport, basically, you know, and then they're going to build that into a real facility is kind of my understanding of it. That's the five things that are on the table for the new stations, running about $32 million, I think, is the rough cost estimate.
So coming down here today, I hope that gives you a little bit of relief. I know it's not there yet, but I can promise you I've been working on that, and it's not even in my district.
And well, I know Commissioner when I Stroberger see the station built, me. That's when I'll be satisfied.
I understand where he's coming from. When I see fire engines, you know, lights on, sirens on, coming out of that's when I'll know it's working. You know, that's when I know we've gotten there. So that was part of the conversation, but then they were going to talk about the proposal for all of the fire houses, the new, you remember this is kind of talked about before, there's going to be five, like I just mentioned. This went suddenly in a direction that I did not expect at all. I'll tell you about that in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Just one accident to let you know about. If you are in New Warrington Road and Mobile Highway, that fender bender is off to the side of the road. But we are seeing some delays at New Warrington and Mobile Highway. So just be aware of that. Other than that, I-10 between Pine Forest and Highway 29 is seeing about a 7 to 9 minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, somebody texts in and says that area has always been in District 1. Is that true? I don't know the lines in that vicinity. I could be wrong. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is, they're talking about building, like I said, two new fire stations, refurbishing, rehabbing, demolishing, and rebuilding whatever two fire stations, and then kind of enhancing one that needs to be done. And then suddenly, in the middle of this conversation, Lumen May, District 3, which is my district, I live in Lumen's district, jumps in with this.
Well, I would, in the discussion, we talked about a fire school and a burn house at the Midtown Commerce Park, as well as looking in District 3 at an opportunity for another firehouse. And so I would.
What? Wait. Okay, first of all, having the, like, training facility, okay, cool. At the Midtown Commerce Park, that's the old Superfund site on Palafox. Okay, that's the newfangled name for this place that we haven't been able to entice anybody to build anything on yet. Even though they can, we just haven't. But he says, you know, what we need is we need another fire station in my area and we need a training facility. Okay, go on.
I would ask that you accept this friendly amendment that Mr. Gilmore, we find the location and we move forward with the advanced firehouse and training, which will probably bring in tourism dollars to be added.
So he's saying to Eric Gilmore, Director of Public Safety, I want to amend this proposal to build five fire stations. I want to amend it to add this fire training facility.
Yeah, I talked about it at the
It was not in the presentation. We did talk about it. I love it. I agree. And I would like to amend my motion to include the fire school as well.
Okay, so Ashley Hoffberger is on board. And it makes sense because that's a good central location. You know, there's a lot of fire stations around that area. And if they're going to go train there for ongoing certification and training or advanced training or brand new firefighters or whatever, and you're going to use it for all of these things, that makes sense as a place to do it. Plus, it's right off the interstate, basically. You know, I tend to, you know, US 29 or Highway 29, no problem. Okay, so then the question is cost of adding this training facility to the package of $32 million.
Do we know the additional cost? And I'm all for it. I just like to know, I have it on the record. Do we know what that would cost, Wes?
Well, we don't even know if the $32 million is real.
I've talked to several contractors, and we can do the fire school included with the budget that was proposed at the meeting.
Okay, good to hear.
That is correct.
Yeah. Oh, buy five cars, and we'll give you a scooter for free. I mean, you know, a motorcycle for free. I mean, you know, we're going to do five stations, and then they're going to throw in the cost of creating this training facility, which I'm just guessing is probably, what, million, 2 million, you know, something. It's probably fairly expensive, right? Okay, so then Lumen comes back, again, Commissioner District 3.
We do have some gaps, you know, and within District 3, and I just know that.
When he says that, what he's saying is there's gaps in coverage. That's what he's claiming. There's gaps in coverage for fire service in District 3.
That there is an opportunity where we would need another firehouse, and I'm very supportive of what you're doing. And at this time, I mean, it's an economy of scale, $32 million, $36 million. So I just want to make sure the school and, you know, at least one fire station is included in my district. That's all.
So
right,
a
no
total
problem.
Of five, well, an additional fire station and a school.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, so we have a motion.
And listen, once they do the back, and Eric may come back and say it's not necessary, but what I did want to just put it on the table.
So there's a motion and a second. Please vote. Motion passes 5-0. Commissioner Hoffberger, pat yourself on the back. That was great leadership. And I think that citizens of Escambia County, if they don't think we believe in fire services now, they haven't been watching what's been going on here for 2 months.
Now, that's true. They have been buying apparatus for EMS and for fire. They have been. They just certified the in this same meeting, they certified the pay raise for starting firefighters. It's $13 to $16, so it's good. That's all good. And they have been. They have definitely been spending money on public safety. Now they're also talking about the MSBU increase and raising taxes. And okay, but they are definitely doing things for public safety. What I did not expect, because I heard this, and when I was listening to it, I thought, did they just add a fire station to the list out of nowhere? They just like, what we need is another fire station in District 3. Go. Yeah, we're all on board. Cool. Did we just have like a 9-second $4 million spend? I think we did.
And so I just want to make sure the school and, you know, at least one fire station is included in my district. That's all.
So right, a total of five, well, an additional fire station and a school.
Yep.
Okay.
What? I mean, this is the same commission that previously in that meeting. And I mean, I'm not disagreeing. I'm not criticizing. I just think it's a weird way to do business that there's no, like, the agenda item did not have an extra firehouse. Just all of a sudden we're going to, it's like, remember the same commission that was bickering over the Escambia Children's Trust and what way to spend or not spend $500,000 and all the angst and hand-wringing and pearl-clutching over that, and then all of a sudden, $4 million, oh, sure, fine, cool, done. Like, what? Because we keep hearing about how they don't have money. But money for this. And also, it is a little weird, and I'll say it this way. It's a little weird because that's not maybe the best location for a new firehouse. First of all, District 3, I live in District 3. District 3 has plenty of fire coverage. I may be wrong, but I don't think there's any lack of fire coverage in District 3. District 3 has a lot of firehouses because you have a lot of fires in the poorer neighborhoods are more likely, I keep telling you, they're more likely to have fires, so they build fire stations. And so, you know, like District Firehouse 6 is right up the road, 7, you know, Fair Pass. You got the one District 3 over on Marcus by Marcus Point Baptist Church. In fact, you just about can't drive anywhere in District 3 without seeing some fire engine. And it's usually the squad from District 3, from Station 3. Anyway, I mean, I see it out all the time. So I don't think we need coverage. Also, that's right on the border with the city. And so now you're overlapping, like, the radius around that location would be covered by PFD, which already has plenty of fire coverage in the city. You pay for that. So I don't think that's a great location, but it does make sense. If you're going to build a training facility at the Midtown Commons Park, you would also want a station there, in the sense that that would mean there's fire trucks, there's people, there's equipment, there's benefits of co-locating them together. I'm just not sure that's the place that you would want to put it. I will say this, just as a side note, putting a first building out there would be good because there's nothing there now. And getting it started, even if that, you know, I mean, that would be beneficial. You know, maybe other people start to build in that site and we start to have some commercial development there. I just don't know that particular location is a great one. It kind of reminds me of, do you remember when the fire, oh gosh, is it Station 1 or 2? I can't remember the number. It's out on West 9 Mile. The one that should not be where it was built, because it does not serve enough people and it's up against the Alabama line and all kinds of things. It should have been built at OLF 8. Would have made sense, but that nobody ever listened to me on that. So anyway, it should have been at OLF 8, and that could have maybe catalyzed some growth and development at OLF 8, because look, you're right next to a firehouse. So maybe it'll have that effect at Midtown Commerce Park if we build it there. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, I was, John, you heard this conversation, and it just seems weird, like, 5, 5. Do I hear 6? 6. 6 to 7? 4? 13. How many do you want to spend? You know, can I get a service center too?
Let's just throw it in there. Why not?
Sure, why not? Okay. I mean, but again, I'm not going to quibble about them spending money on public safety. That's the number one priority. 724 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are 64 turning 65, you're going to switch over onto Medicare from traditional, probably employer-based coverage. Ricky Stewart, she can help you with that. If you're retiring and you're going to switch over onto Medicare, or you just have questions, you know, what's supplement? What's Advantage? What about prescription drugs? What's Medicaid? How is that different from Medicare? I don't, you know, and that's the point. A lot of people don't know. And if you don't know, you don't know. So call somebody you can ask. That's Ricky Stewart. I have known her as long as we have lived here. She's fabulous. Her whole family does insurance. This is like the one part that she really handles, is all the Medicare stuff. So look her up online, insuredbyricky.com or Ricky Stewart Insurance, or just give her a call, 341-2118. 85. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now, but if you are on Highway 29 headed southbound toward I-10, you're going to see some delays there. Also, Avalon Boulevard southbound, right as you approach I-10, has got about a 7 to 9 minute congestion delay, so be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Join Claimology today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storm claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what to do before the next storm arrives. That's today at 9:30 with Claimology on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
In an ever-changing world, it's important to know that God never changes. Governments change, interest rates change, the seasons change, relationships and even stoplights change. But the Bible says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. It says in the book of James that in God there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Malachi 3:6, God says, I am the Lord, I change not. The God that parted the Red Sea for Moses and the children of Israel to walk on dry land is the same God who can provide a way of escape from your trial. The God who dropped manna from heaven can provide heavenly nourishment for you today. In a world full of changes, rejoice in the fact that Jesus never changes.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Gun Show this weekend in Crestview, Florida. Hundreds of guns, knives, ammo, coins, and more. This is a buy-sell trade event. Private sales and sellers welcome. It's a brand new event located at 410 West James Lee Boulevard, Crestview, Florida. Saturday, 9 to 4, and Sunday, 10 to 3. Admission just $10 a person. Kids under 14 are free. Discounts for law enforcement, military, firefighters, and first responders. For more information, go to usagunshowsfl.com.
May is Older Americans Month. Join Dawn and a patient from Ashner Nirvant Health 65 Plus on the Pensacola Expert Panel Tuesday at 10:30. They'll be highlighting aging trends, answering questions and texts, and discuss how Ashner Nirvant Health 65 Plus can help you, who they are, and where they're located on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm on the next level. I love the look on your face, John. You're just so peaceful. You're so tuned in with those tones.
Well, you want to know why?
Oh, do tell.
Because I was an extra. I was
a little kid,
I was heading up to the ship. So I'm just like, oh,
they're
going to
take. They're going to Calgon alien ship. Take me away. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David,
$1.
You know what? I do. I still sometimes do feel sorry. There are so many people who listen to this show that they're maybe young.
Right.
And they haven't seen all the 85,000 movies that I've seen and or that my generation has seen. And they're like, I don't even know what they're talking about. I'm sorry. Watch more movies. David Wayne's in the news with our headlines. David.
Well, the House has passed the Big Beautiful Bill. Lawmakers approved the spending plan this morning.
Are we really calling it that? Actually,
that's what's in every news copy I've seen.
It's not the big, beautiful bill for the best president ever produced and the guy who invented the Gulf of America. It's not that name.
We just shortened it.
Okay, got it. Go on, David.
Abbreviated, yeah. Lawmakers approved the spending plan this morning. All Democrats and two Republicans voted against it. Two staff members of the Israeli embassy were shot to death in Washington, D.C. last night. The two victims were killed outside of the Capitol Jewish Museum, where the suspect reportedly shouted Free Palestine as he was being arrested. And stock in United Health Group is down after news broke yesterday that the company secretly paid nursing homes to cut down on hospital transfers. The practice allegedly saved United Health Group millions but put patients' health at risk. United Health denies the allegations.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. You know, it suddenly occurs to me, Trump has missed a branding opportunity. You know how he's always signing a bill and showing you the black leather folder with the bill and the big signature in it? I mean, why is it not, like, gold embossed? Why is there not, like, a big MAGA sticker on the back of it or something? Like, every bill ought to be the MAGA bill that does blah, blah, blah. Or, you know,
gold, don't encourage him.
Gold confetti. Or, like, they should do, like, on the TV show where they press the buzzer and gold confetti flows everywhere every time we sign a bill.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
Today, the House has passed generational, truly nation-shaping legislation.
House Speaker Mike Johnson, after this morning's 215 to 214 vote on the Republicans' officially titled One Big Beautiful Bill. Top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries.
The GOP tax scam represents an assault on the economy, an assault on health care, an assault on nutritional assistance, an assault on tax fairness, and an assault on fiscal responsibility.
Changes are already being discussed in the Senate. Two Israeli embassy aides, a young couple, shot and killed, leaving an event at a Jewish museum in D.C., Police Chief Pamela Smith.
After the shooting, the suspect then entered the museum and was detained by event security.
Chanting Free Palestine, he's identified as a 30-year-old man from Chicago, Elias Rodriguez. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731 at News Radio. 92.3 right now. We've got 71 degrees. It is clear and sunny this morning here in Pensacola. Well, beach residents in Perdido Key had something wash ashore yesterday. A big steel buoy, apparently, floated all the way from Louisiana.
First, I didn't know
the Oklahoma
what it was.
Are getting
it's got this hole
big
in the back
respect.
There. I was like, you know, I'm not getting back there. I didn't know what it could be. You know, I had no idea.
That is Dean Valdez, who lives in a nearby condo that overlooks the Gulf. The buoy washed up on Johnson Beach, apparently not a marker or a navigation buoy, but rather it's a massive device that's meant to attract fish. Escambia County officials tell WEAR that it'll be up to the state of Louisiana to send somebody to pick this thing up. They say the state's been notified. There's no word on what caused the buoy to bust loose from its original location. We do have an update on the 21-year-old Escambia County man that was the victim of a hit-and-run in Nashville, Tennessee. That happened on his 21st birthday. Zach Karich, he's still in the hospital there in Nashville, but he is expected now to make a recovery from his injuries. He was in the downtown area celebrating with his family when he was a victim of a hit-and-run. The car apparently didn't slow down, just took off after the accident. So far, the driver responsible has not been caught, but police in Nashville say they did find the vehicle that was involved, and they're working to identify the driver now. A 74-year-old man's accused of molesting a 7-year-old girl. Officials say Ronald Miller was arrested on a molestation charge. He's being held on $1 million bond in the Escambia jail. The incident reportedly happened May 12th. The victim told deputies she was molested by Miller at his trailer as she was watching TV, and she said that he then asked her to keep it a secret. Miller denied the allegations. Miller was previously, though, designated as a sex offender after being adjudicated guilty on another molestation charge of a 7 to 9-year-old girl in 2014. He didn't serve any prison time for that incident. Well, a theme park is opening in Orlando today. It's Universal's Epic Universe. A lot of people that went to a soft opening yesterday, giving it a big thumbs up.
Several thousand fans immersed themselves in a sneak preview during a soft opening.
I was jumping for joy, really. It's too hot, but still, I'm so excited.
As the park aims for a launch.
Do you want to say goodbye to our friends here?
Worthy of its name.
NBC's Mark Barger there. Florida wildlife officials hearing from residents about the preliminary approval to the state's first regulated black bear hunt now in more than a decade. Florida Fish and Wildlife Commissioners yesterday heard from a massive crowd at the first day of their two-day meeting. The sentiment was split about whether the state should host another bear hunt or not.
It needs to be regulated, and it should be regulated.
It's time for us to have some level of a bear hunt, some type of bear take.
Trophy hunting is pure evil.
in my opinion.
This isn't conservation. This is state-sanctioned slaughter.
And the FWC did vote to endorse that hunt. It'll happen in December. Up to 187 bears can be killed. Details for the hunt will be finalized in August. And so far, according to the proposal, hunters will be allowed to use bear tracking dogs and bait stations. You would need a special permit, though. Those permits will be handed out based on a lottery system. It's 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. Looks like we're still seeing a delay on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Expect about a 7 to 10 minute delay in that area. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And now our Channel 3 forecast from Brooke Richardson.
We will have a nice day today with partly cloudy skies, high near 86 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68. For Friday, nice sunny weather with a high near 88 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. For Saturday, nice sunny weather with a high near 84. And Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 72. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now we've got 71 degrees in Pensacola, 69 degrees in Gulf Breeze, 66 reported in Milton. Your next news at 8 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Hinge Health is poised to hit the stock market today after selling $437 million in stock in its IPO. The company is betting that Wall Street is ready to back a new digital health offering after a few difficult years for that market. CNBC reports investor Julia Koch is interested in buying a limited partnership in the NFL's New York Giants. Koch bought a 15% stake in BSE Global. That's the parent company of the NBA's Brooklyn Nets, WNBA's New York Liberty, and Barclays Center in 2024. The stake had a $6 billion valuation, and that's according to a person familiar with the terms of the sale. Cigna's Evernorth unit set a new coverage deal with Eli Lilly, and Novo Nordisk will bring lower copays for insured patients. The company hopes the new discount, which caps monthly out-of-pocket costs at $200 for Wegovy and Zepbound, will convince more employers to offer coverage for the drugs. Futures are slightly lower. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials lost 816. That's Your Money Now.
Step into the smoke and sophistication of Pensacola Cigar Weekend, May 29th to June 1st at the beautiful Court of DeLuna. An unforgettable four-day affair of fine cigars, live jazz, craft spirits, and upscale vibes. Relax, unwind, and connect with elegance in every puff. Visit PensacolaCigarWeekend.com to secure your moment in the smoke. Pensacola Cigar Weekend, where refinement meets rhythm. Light it, live it, love it.
Need an affordable medical clinic?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a walk-in or same-day appointment?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a $45 zero copay medical plan?
Go to ProHealthFL.com. ProHealth has always been known for being Pensacola's most trusted and affordable clinic and lab, but now ProHealth offers over 30 affordable ultrasounds too. You never need a doctor's order, and ProHealth allows you to pay with HSA or FSA funds for all their services. You can even schedule yourself at ProHealthFL.com. That's ProHealthFL.com.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Gonna do, yeah.
Good morning, 7:39 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Mike Wood is out and just trying to get in contact with Greg Gordon, who's a deputy PIO and for the Pensacola Police Department, and was not able to make the connection. So file me under misconnections, I guess, this morning. But it happens. I mean, it's no big deal. Other stuff that's going on. Oh, I had actually wanted to talk about this. You know, for the flurry of activity, we're kind of making the joke that President Trump should have a golden buzzer every time, you know, every time he signs a bill. Actually, there's been some things that the president has done, and I think if he had thought of it, he would definitely do it. But there's been some things the president has done that I think are actually very interesting. The kinds of things that people probably would, I mean, many people would be very excited about, but they just, there's so many that it's hard to kind of keep track of all of them or to report on all of them. And one, let's see, is that Greg on the phone, by the way? Okay, we'll come back to the Trump stuff in just a second. We did manage to connect with Greg Gordon. He is the Assistant Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Greg, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, sorry about all that. Every once in a while we have, you know, technical issues, so no big deal. The one story that I particularly know in Pensacola has been going on this last week is apparently y'all found a body in the Publix parking lot at 9th and Bayou. Is that right?
Yeah, we did. We did. We responded. We got called there to a person in the vehicle and determined that they had passed away. So we were able to determine that it wasn't any foul play at this time. So that was a good thing. Unfortunately, you know, it was in a busy place, a lot of people. So there's a lot of activity, a lot of police presence that people saw, you know.
So this was, I mean, this was in back, this was out front, this was in a car. I mean, you tell me, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, they were out front in a vehicle.
Okay.
In a vehicle. Yep.
And I mean, it sounds like maybe the person was homeless, or do we know, or can you say?
No, wasn't homeless person.
Okay.
Or anything. Just wasn't a homeless person. The one in the parking lot. I don't know if they. Yeah, they. Who knows?
Okay.
At this time, still under investigation in aspects of that. But just an unfortunate event, like I said, in a public place where a lot of people saw in a lot of police activity,
you know,
and they were questioning what was going on.
And I mean, look, it's to me, it's somewhat of a reminder that people. I mean, it almost sounds callous to say, but, you know, people pass away in all kinds of circumstances and all kinds of ways, and they're walking down the street when they're eating at a restaurant, you know, when they're out at the park or when they're in a car or when they're driving a car. I mean, people have episodes when they're driving cars, and it can be very, very dangerous. So it just stuff happens, and I guess it's a reminder of that.
Yeah.
Anything else from this? Go ahead. What were you going to say, Greg?
And a reminder, if people see something, say something. They see someone there for a while or something like that, give us a call.
Yeah, most definitely. Anything else, other incidents this week? I didn't have any on my particular list, but anything that you guys have been dealing with this week?
None right now. Just this beautiful weather. It's getting a little warm, and we just want people to make sure that to pay attention to those red lights still. We
yep.
want people to still pay attention to that because we're getting a lot of violations.
Have 3 mile bridge speed enforcement, my own perception, and probably people are going to be angry at me for asking, but my own perception is that it's not as vigorous as it once was. Is that accurate? Because I don't want to, you know, I'm sure people are like, shut up, Andrew, shut up. But it seems like at one point there was very, very active, you guys and Gulf Breeze Police Department. When I have driven across the bridge the last few times, I mean, it's been a while since I've seen somebody timing on 3 mile bridge.
Well, the next person that gets a ticket there is going to give the credit to you, huh?
I will find you, Andrew McKay. I will find you. Well, I only say it because when you guys do enforcement, everybody drives, well, let's be honest. When there's enforcement going on, people drive around 55, okay, for a 45-mile-an-hour zone. When there's not a perception of enforcement, people go 70, which is what the road is built for. It's just not the speed limit. So I just noticed that recently
right.
It seems like people are driving faster and faster, which is how people react to the feeling that there's not enforcement, you know?
Yeah, and we've had a number of complaints and calls regarding that.
Okay.
Yes, our traffic unit is out there. They're doing a lot of other things as well, but they are looking at addressing that as well in the very, very, should I say, very near future.
Okay. All right. All right. And, you know, if you get it, it's Andrew McKay's fault. That's funny.
Well, hey, I think everybody has ways, so they're going to probably get alerts anyway, right?
Well, that's, yeah, that, I always think that that's hilarious. All the people ratting everybody else out. It's like when we were young drivers flashing headlights at people to tell them there was, you know, not that I ever got pulled over for it. But anyway, so on a different subject, the governor just signed a couple of bills involving public safety. One has to do with, it's now lawful for there to be guardians at daycare centers or at, you know, childcare facilities. I know you always want to protect all the kids, but I'm just curious, has PPD had incidents where there were threats against daycare facilities? Has this been a thing? Do you guys have a position on this? I assume you're in favor because, you know, trained security is a good thing, right?
Yeah, you know, we always want to protect our children and these places that they're always going to be at a large group of them. And with that law, the security, the guardian, whoever they use is going to have to be vetted by the sheriff's department. So
right.
We'll look at it as it comes closer to us. And if we have to address that, we will. But, you know, we want to make sure our children are safe, you know, and we'll use every asset we can to ensure that.
The other question I had is the other bill that the governor signed that I thought might be relevant to you guys is the anti-swatting bill, the one that enhances the penalties for people calling in fake 911 reports that send your officers out. And we've had swatting incidents here, right? In fact, you know, so it's that also seems like something that you guys like because it gives you extra enhancements to discourage this behavior, right?
Yeah, totally. Number one is, you know, these swatting incidents happen and there could be a loss of life because of this, you know, and it falls under law enforcement, but also just the call itself, the resources, the money that is spent on getting those assets there to make sure that there's no situation going, it somebody's got to cover it. And I think the person who does it, that sounds like a good person to cover the cost.
Absolutely. Just like the stupid driver laws. You know, if you drive into a flooded road and they have to rescue you, well, guess what? You pay for that. You know, that I've always been a fan of that. Very good. Greg Gordon, Officer Greg Gordon, is a deputy public, or what is your title? I would say assistant. Deputy, what is your official title for PIO?
I'm just the backup PIO, but yeah, you know, assistant PIO, one of two.
He's the spare. You and Officer Surge, I love it.
Hitter.
All right. Greg, as always, sir, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for doing what you do to keep us informed and safe. I appreciate it.
All right, everybody have a safe week.
Absolutely. All right, let's see. John Pickens has got traffic on the 5. John?
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see here. No new accidents to let you know about. Still dealing with I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Expect about a 5 to 7 minute delay through that congestion and construction zone. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
I just got the best text at 437-1620. There is a Pensacola motorcycle cop out there with radar right now.
Thank you, Andrew McKay.
Well, no. That means it predated my question.
No. I think that they just happened. They were listening.
Oh, and somebody says a motorcycle cop with somebody else, a totally different person, was just targeting folks on Three Mile Bridge 15 minutes ago.
Thanks, Andrew. That's what they said.
Oh, that's so funny. You guys are the best. I have, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4 texts about the motorcycle cop. And in fact, somebody else texts in, Andrew, motorcycle cop just pulled somebody over on Three Mile Bridge. Thanks a lot, Andrew. That's awesome. I didn't do it. I just asked the question. 7:48 on News Radio 92.3. I told you there were some executive orders that Trump had done that I thought were really interesting that I think have not gotten very much attention, and I do want to mention those. I'll tell you about those coming back on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Culver's knows that everyone appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart. They take great tasting burgers seriously. Culver's Butter Burger begins as a fresh, never frozen beef seared to perfection, then topped with real Wisconsin cheese and a lightly buttered toasted bun. And for a limited time, the Colby Jack Pub Burger and Lemon Ice are back. Visit Culver's today. Mobile Highway at Softly Field, Bayou Boulevard at Cordova, Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery and curbside pickup is available. Culver's, welcome to Delicious.
Trustim Will knows that we'll all eventually need a will. How about right now? Trustim Will makes creating your will easy, like while you're lounging on the couch easy. Trustim Will is designed by attorneys but customized by you, and all documents are state-specific and secure. Find your plan at TrustimWill.com and use offer code RADIO now for 20% off. That's TrustimWill.com, offer code RADIO. Trustim Will is an online estate planning service. Visit TrustimWill.com for details.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
21 gigawatts!
And you can't just stay home, so it doesn't matter which way you go.
There are not necessarily a lot of songs by Fountains of Wayne that I love. I mean, Stacey's Mom is a great song. But Barbara H. is a really, really good song. It's a great summer song.
Right, I agree with you on
that.
It's
just got that vibe, so love it. I still can't get over that. I'm asking Greg Gordon why they aren't doing more traffic enforcement on Three Mile Bridge, and literally as I'm doing it, motorcycle cops pulling somebody over, and we got all these texters saying, "Thanks a lot, Andrew." Oh, man. I'm sorry. I don't know. That's funny to me. I told you I'd tell you about some bills that President Trump, or not bills, executive orders that he has done that I think are actually really good. I'll tell you about that in just a second. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A Chicago man's accused of shooting and killing two Israeli embassy staff members in Washington, D.C., outside of the Capitol Jewish Museum. 30-year-old Elias Rodriguez was taken into custody after the shooting last night. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying that security will be beefed up at Israel's diplomatic missions around the world after that deadly shooting. China says they're concerned about President Trump's plan to build a missile defense shield. Trump announced Tuesday that his Golden Dome missile system could be fully operational in less than 3 years. A spokesperson with China's foreign ministry is encouraging Washington to halt the development, saying it could turn outer space into a battlefield.
Yeah, it's actually kind of an interesting thing. We didn't talk about this much the other day, but the layers of action, reaction, and the way the space in terms of preparation and spending is defined around, like, nuclear deterrence is, you know, it's all very highly calculated and relatively, you know, delicate. And so even if, and I don't believe this will happen, but even if we manage to roll out a Golden Dome, not in two or three years, good Lord, that would dramatically change everybody's calculations, and the anticipation of that going into effect would change people's calculations. And, you know, sometimes disrupting a delicate balance can be as dangerous as anything else. It's almost like the Dr. Strangelove thing, like a doomsday gap. We didn't know you had a doomsday machine. Well, you got to tell people. So, yeah, the ability to thwart a missile attack can be there's a lot that goes into nuclear deterrence, and just suddenly changing all that calculus could be great. Could be. Anyway, David, you got one more thing?
I sure do. Stock in United Health Group is down after news broke on Wednesday that the company paid nursing homes to cut down on hospital transfers. The practice allegedly saved the United Health Group millions of dollars but put patients' health at risk. Now, United Health is denying those allegations.
All right. Thanks so much, David. I appreciate the update. A couple of executive orders or executive actions or memoranda, they're all different kinds of things here that Trump has put into place. I'm going to give you my favorite one first. You ready, John? You're gonna like this, I think.
Okay.
The Environmental Protection Agency has announced plans to phase out the controversial start-stop technology in vehicles. You know, where the car stops. when the car turns off on you. Oh, my goodness. It's the worst. It is the worst. I don't know how people get used to it. Because my whole life, if the car stops, I did something wrong. And now you're just supposed to get used to the fact that cars just stop on you. They just stop on you.
It's amazing.
I'm
so happy. I'm
at the light. The car just stopped. You know, whatever. Lee Zeldin, who's the EPA administrator, says start-stop technology where your car dies at every red light, so companies get a climate participation trophy.
That is true.
EPA approved it, and everyone hates it, so we're fixing it. Automakers have been receiving carbon credits. Oh, good Lord. This religion. I've been receiving carbon credits. Look, it's dispensations for producing vehicles with start-stop technology. If the technology is phased out, those credits would be eliminated. Recent reports indicate 65% of vehicles included the technology in new models in 2023 and after. Anyway, good. Good. Memorandum for the Secretary of Energy. This is another good one. Okay. This is the one that's going to phase out the low flow faucets, showers, bathtubs, and toilets. You know, where you got to like wash yourself for 23 minutes to get the effect of a 5-minute shower. Oh, thank goodness. All these stupid make us Europe things. Anyway, and this is an executive order. By the authority vested in me and president of the constitutional laws of the United States of America. I can read faster.
I know.
The United States is drastically overregulated. Yes. The Code of Federal Regulations contains over 48,000 sections stretching to over 175,000 pages. Just read it last night. Far more than any citizen can possibly read, let alone fully understand. Worse, many carry potential criminal penalties. This has become so dire that no one, likely including those charged with enforcing our criminal laws at DOJ, knows how many separate criminal offenses are contained in the Code of Federal Regulations. With at least one source estimating hundreds of thousands of such crimes. Many of these regulatory crimes are strict liability offenses, meaning citizens need not have a guilty mental state or mens rea to be convicted of a crime. So, new policy, Section 2. It is the policy of the United States. A, criminal enforcement of criminal regulatory offenses is disfavored, meaning not to enforce criminal sanctions against people who violate these regulatory rules. Prosecution of criminal regulatory offenses is most appropriate for persons who know or can be presumed to know what is prohibited, as in, you know, a little bit of ignorance does allow exculpability here. Prosecutions of criminal regulatory offenses should focus on matters where a putative defendant is alleged to have known the conduct was unlawful. And agencies promulgating regulations potentially subject to criminal enforcement should explicitly describe the conduct subject to criminal enforcement, authorizing statutes and the mens rea standard applicable to those offenses to limit excessive prosecution. Good. Good. I mean, that might not seem like a big deal, but I think that's actually a really big move. So that's, you know, three outstanding things that the Trump administration is doing that I hadn't heard any of. The low flow faucets, I'd kind of heard something about that.
Oh, I can't wait for that. I'm the one that ends up taking the filters out.
Oh, like makes it so it functions properly.
Oh, yes.
It's like the speed bumps. It's like, you know, mandating speed bumps to slow people down so they behave instead of, you know, just
right.
Making roads right in the first place. I came up with a phrase the other day. I'm so proud of this. I hope you like this, John. You ready? I came up with an expression to describe speed bumps. It's true for speed humps. It's true for any of it. A speed bump is just a pothole that the government makes.
Wait a second. Hold on a second. Yes. Very good.
You gave
very
me
good.
Three in a row.
I know.
No, it's like the government pays to make the road bad.
They do.
And it's expensive. It's like $5,000 a piece. The government is paying to make the road bad in order to get you to not drive on it. You know, and they don't really work because, you know, people speed up in between them. Or, I mean, some people who like to drive faster might speed up in between them. They're bad for your suspension. They create noise. Horrible. Neighbors are often surprised by the noise caused at the speed bump that they live by them.
Or the acceleration after if you got a, you know, loud exhaust. I wouldn't know
exactly
anything about
right.
it.
But. Or if you catch it wrong. Now, I was having a conversation with Commissioner Colton Wright on Facebook about this, and he said, yeah, but speed tables are okay because they're designed to get you. You can't drive over most speed tables at the speed limit. See, that's the problem is if the speed interference device only slowed you down without having the risk of damaging your car to the speed limit, I'd be less bothered by them because then it would just be getting you to drive 30. But the problem is that in a zone where it's 30, you got to go over the speed table at 20 or 15.
Right, because I'm not tearing up my car.
Right, and the problem is you don't know. Like, every speed table is different. In fact, I mean, there was a street near my house where they put 6 in, and they ruined it, so people don't go that way anymore. But you literally, if you've driven it enough times, you learn, I can go this speed at this one and this speed at this one, because you learn them, right? Well, that's the problem with the speed tables is maybe they're designed to go over them at the speed limit, but they don't all work that way. They're all built in consistently. The standard is terrible. So, speed bumps are just potholes created by the government.
I love it. I love it, man.
There you go. Your government at work. Ruining the roads that they also built. You know, why won't the government fix the potholes? Why won't the government fix the speed bumps? That'd be my personal preference. But, you know, hey, I'm just one guy on the radio.